Good morning. Thank you for praying for me, Connor, because I really do need it today. My name is Wendy Williamson, for those of you who don't know, and I'm one of the senior leaders here at Life Church Lichfield. I have to admit that when I was preparing for today's service, it's been a real struggle. For normally when I'm asked to preach, I normally have something that's come to me beforehand. And I was asked specifically by Steve to share with him my sort of journey with prayer over my life as a Christian. Basically, how prayer features in my 168, in my comings and my goings. Now, I've developed in my life a rhythm to prayer that has not been an easy journey. But I feel now that it is established and it's almost like second nature to me. Now, don't please misunderstand what I'm saying. It doesn't mean I'm superhuman or super spiritual. Indeed, none of those things. But I do hope that as I share my journey, that it will inspire and encourage you to develop a rhythm of prayer in your lives. Now, I know that all of you, or most of you, I hope, in this room today and those watching online are doing something rhythmically without even thinking. Can anybody guess what that is? Breathing. Breathing is a natural rhythm and to many people comes as second nature. When we get an interruption to that rhythm, it can cause problems. We're told that you can go 3 minutes without breathing. You can go 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. But what exactly is breathing? It's the process of moving air into and from our lungs, and it facilitates a gas exchange with the internal environment. I've got some sciencey bits for you. When you're married to a mathematician and a scientist, it does help. And he's checked these figures, so if they're wrong, they're his fault. We breathe about 16 to 20 breaths in a minute, or 1,200 in an hour. That is 28,800 a day. Or in our 168, I'm reliably told, it's 210,000 plus breaths. So in a year, that makes 10,519,000 breaths in a year. Now, the World Health Organization says that the average lifespan for people worldwide is 71.4 years. Don't worry if you're 70, it's only the average. So given these parameters, on average, the human being takes 751 million breaths. That's a lot. Now, Bobby Schultz says that prayer is like breathing. Just imagine if all our breaths were prayers. That's an awful lot of prayers we'd be praying. Wouldn't become so hard then, would it? He says it should come naturally and happen continually. If not, we die spiritually without it. Martin Luther says, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. So prayer is a natural expression of faith, as breathing is of life, according to Jonathan Edwards. Ooh, is it going to press? Next slide, if you can help me. It this one? I've got two clickers. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Oswald Chambers said, if we think of prayer as the breath of in our lungs and the blood from our hearts, we think rightly. The blood flows and breathing continues. We're not conscious of it, but it's always going on. And John Krogstad said, prayer is spiritual breathing. And when we pray, we breathe in the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives us power. In an article by Grace Lakeville, they said, "How is prayer our spiritual breathing?" And they explore, it's a beautiful article. But I want to draw, it says, if you see, if we can pray without ceasing, it must mean that prayer is by nature something that can be done without ceasing. So to put it in terms of our analogy, prayer is like spiritual breathing. Therefore, we're commanded to spiritually breathe, i.e. prayer. Pray continuously. The next slide, I think. Breath in the Bible is far more than a physical exchange of air in and out of our lungs. It is one of the most profound symbols in Scripture. Breath in both the New Testament Greek and the Old Testament Hebrew is equated to God's spirit. But how do we do this? For me, practically in my life, it was getting alongside other people. The image that you're seeing on the screen is of a stone that I painted for the women in my prayer group. We call ourselves the Bethel Sisters. We're a group of seven women who, for many years, were brought together for the purpose of serving in the church that we were attending at that time. And we were undertaking a women's ministry. Now, from my point of view, as a fairly young woman back then, when my then pastor called me to come together, which what I seemed or deemed to be a motley crew of women, most of whom I felt I had nothing in common with, I reluctantly agreed. The women's ministry that we brought together was a great success, and my faith grew. It was challenged in ways that I couldn't have imagined at the start. But the main driving force for this ministry was prayer. And for me, being an active person, I just thought, oh, coming together again for another prayer meeting, when we're going to do something active. But when I look back, this method of prayer, this regularity of it, was key not only to the success of the ministry, but in me growing as a Christian and as a person. We went on prayer retreats. We were led by God. Everything that we did came from a result of prayer and seeking God. We saw women and their families turn to God. Others went on to serve God in so many different ways, saw many miracles and answers to prayer. And I haven't got time to share them all with you, but I know without a shadow of doubt that when we come to God in prayer and put prayer first, prayer definitely works. Now, this women's ministry ended in the early 20s, the 2020s. And even though the ministry ended, we felt still, because we developed this rhythm of coming together and praying, we carried on. Now, we were quite a big group of women, and eventually seven women were left. But unbeknown to me, during that process of serving, praying, serving, that God had entwined our lives. Now, these women, some were my first house group leaders. One, and with her husband, was our marriage prep and coach. Another one was a mentor for a charity that I was a trustee for. One is my best friend, other than my husband. One is a mom who worked alongside my mother in the NHS. One, I was their Sunday school teacher to their children. And these women now are my biggest cheerleaders. They've been my midwives. They've cried with me. They've believed with me. They've corrected me. They've advised me. They've shared their wisdom with me. And they've prayed bold prayers with me. We together have thanked God for the yeses to answers to prayer, to the noes, to the maybes, and the not now. But I can say all this and get very passionate about it. But when I was reflecting, could I have the next slide? I realised that there was a bit of a rhythm, and I wanted to share that with you. We meet regularly, whether that's by Zoom, thanks to COVID, or in houses. We fellowship together and get to know one another. We worship God and soak in his presence. And what wonderful worship we've had this morning. We invite God to speak and we listen. We share pictures, words, visions. And the main thing is to keep a journal. Call it a prayer journal. It can be a diary. We pray for ourselves and for others. And then we always, always thank God. And that's what works for us. Now, in this church, we have a series of life groups. And we constantly, every week, are asking people to get connected with our life groups. Because you can't do life on your own. Life groups are called life groups because that's where we live life. Get your life entwined with others. What I've learned, that if you want to grow in God, then serve. Serve alongside others. Be open about the people that God puts you together with. Get alongside people that are different to you. You never know what that difference can bring. And it certainly has made a great impact in my life. Keep a journal about what God, you feel God is saying to you or asking you to do or asking you to share with others. Now, prayer can be to some quite difficult, or when I was younger, I used to find it quite boring. But there's ancient wisdom in the Bible. Could I have the next slide? If you don't know what to pray, God has given us the answer. The moment we get tired of the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside us. And if we don't know what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs or our breaths, our groans, because he knows us far better than we know ourselves. So, breathe. The next slide, please. If prayer is a rhythmic, constant act of like breathing, it fills us with life and reminds us of our true identity and reality to the cosmos. It draws us into closer relationship with God himself. So let's take a moment now just to breathe.